Local worship music will be provided for those participants. Register online at active.com or by paper form at the Rec Center by September 2nd to get your t-shirt and medal before the price goes up. Super Series participants get 10% off registration fees. For more information or to see the great raffle prizes and purchase tickets, go to the Make a Joyful Noise 5K Facebook page.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 827, 78 degrees. And it's time for the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. The Buzz brought to you by Emporia State University. Discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Every cancer patient is unique, making every cancer battle.
This just happened today.
I don't have time for lunch today. I have to go by the bank and open a new account.
When I opened my account at the credit union, I did most of it by text.
It's that easy?
Maybe you should open your account at my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. She texted my credit union right then and got the ball rolling, all while we were having a great lunch. Texting. Easy. Convenient. And only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Emporia State University is back and kicking off the school year in a big way with a free concert open to the public. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music on Friday, August 27th on the front lawn in Kellogg Circle. Music begins at 7 p.m. Enjoy hip-hop, rock, and jazz from the Lucas Parker Band beginning at 8. Then regionally known country artist Travis Marvin will take the stage at 9. That's Friday, August 27th at 7 p.m. in Kellogg Circle. ESU is the school of Friday nights. They hope to see you there.
Well, my goodness. That pretty much covers our topic right there.
Hey!
On the ESU Buzz with Emporia State University President Allison Garrett. President Garrett, good morning.
Well, good morning to the two of you.
How are you so far today?
Hey, it's going well. Thank you.
Classes, just underway. So far, so good. President Garrett?
So far, so good, yeah. We are delighted to have our students back And as you heard on the advertisement, really excited about being able to do a lot more activities this year. Of course, we did a great job, and kudos to faculty and staff last year for keeping most of our classes face-to-face. But we are so excited about being able to really amp up what we're doing in terms of student activities this fall.
Yeah, and of course, there was a big welcome back block party. I know you made an appearance down there on Monday night. Plenty of students.
Yeah. I had a great time.
Good deal. How are things going as far as the COVID-19 mitigation strategies that were really announced over the last week to week and a half?
Yeah, so we've actually had vaccine incentives in place for weeks now, but we really amped those up just in the last week and a half or so. And we've been messaging to our students all summer long, hey, try to get your shots before you come to campus. I think the mitigation strategies are going to work really well. We are really hopeful that a lot of our students either have already or will be getting the vaccines. The incentives that we increased to include a $250 spring scholarship for all of our students who provide evidence to the health clinic, so that the info doesn't go anywhere except to the health clinic, so I don't know who got a vaccine or who didn't. And then students will also be in a drawing. And so we'll have 10 students who will basically win tuition for next spring.
Wow.
Up to in-state level. So, yeah, that's a great deal for those students.
Yeah, that's a big carrot at the end of the stick. So has response been good for the students? You heard anything? Any buzz on that, President Garrett?
Yeah. Yeah, so response has been really good. From our students, and of course we have an incentive as well for faculty and staff, and it's been good there. I think those people who might have been kind of holding back were waiting until the vaccines got past emergency use authorization, which of course has happened for Pfizer at least, and so there's not that excuse at this point. And I mean, the data is just so clear that the vaccine will maybe not protect you from getting COVID. It provides some protection, but it will be really helpful in preventing you from becoming super sick and ending up hospitalized from COVID.
I will say this. I talked to a couple of folks that were manning booths, specifically the Vax to Normal campaign people that we're involved with here at KVOE, and they were offering vaccines down at the block party, and I think they gave out 16 to 18 vaccines in that number. But the positive news from that was that the students that they talked to, they say 90% of them that they talked about basically said they were already vaccinated. So that's a positive sign,
yeah.
I think, as far as the students go.
Well, that's right. And I know with a couple of our larger groups of students where we have some sense of are they vaccinated, are they not, that the numbers are really, really high. And, you know, as students were moving into our dorms this last weekend, they were either providing evidence that they had been vaccinated or a negative COVID test. Again, just, you know, trying to do our part to keep the community safe.
Well, and big doings on the campus of Emporia State this Friday night, and Friday nights will be a key to fun at Emporia State, huh, President Garrett?
That is right. We've had a lot of our staff who've been working really hard on making sure that we've got all kinds of terrific activities for our students that will be face-to-face activities throughout the semester. You might imagine there's a focus on activities that can be done outside because that's obviously safer, but lots of great things in store and a couple of guests here today to talk about those.
We're excited about that. Lydia Barnhart. Lydia is the Director of Admissions at Emporia State. Lydia, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great. Thank you. And Blythe Eddy, Director of Student Activities and Community Service. Blythe, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. So happy to be here.
Well, glad to have you on here. And Lydia, let's start with you here about the big Friday nights, the first one coming up tomorrow night. Before we talk about exactly what's taking place, how did the plan for Friday nights really develop and transpire?
Yeah, so that's such a great question, and it was such a fun experience to be a part of this summer. Really what we did is we tried to put ourselves in our students' shoes and really think about what experience they had last year for our freshman class, and then what will our incoming class, what did they miss out on and what do they need? And that's really where Friday nights came out of. So what we did is we put together some strategic activities that will really help our students connect with campus and build that sense of belonging that they are going to need to be academically successful on our campus. And that's really how we put together our Friday night event series. It's going to be so much fun.
Well, and boy, you're kicking it off with a bang here, Lydia. Tell us about Friday night and what you have planned.
Yes. So this first Friday night, we have a big free concert out on Kellogg Circle. So this event, like I said, will be free. So we encourage all of our community to join and celebrate with us the first successful week of the semester. Music will start around 7 o'clock with the DJ, and then 8 o'clock we will begin with the Lucas Parker Band, who is a rock and fusion artist with some guitar and some fun music there. And then 9 o'clock we'll get started with our headliner, which is Travis Marvin, who is an Ottawa, Kansas native, and he's opened for lots of stars such as Luke Bryan, Dirk Bentley, and Eric Church. So it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely, and Tegan Trahoon is going to be emceeing that event from KVUE, so we're glad to have that particular involvement. Blythe, from your perspective here, how important is atmosphere on campus, specifically with an event like this and now a series of events like this?
Well, you know, it is, for the students at least that I've been working with even this week, it is just such an incredible feeling for them to be on campus again with their friends, participating in fun activities, and that is what college is all about. You know, beyond the classroom is, you know, very important, but beyond the classroom, for them to create, you know, great memories and meet new people that they may not ever get to do something like this ever again in their lives. So this is a really, really special time.
And Blythe, you know, we mentioned that the community is involved. How important is the campus community relationship as far as the students go?
Mm-hmm. Well, for them to know that Emporia is their hometown for the next 4 or 5 years, that is huge. And I know, I'm from Emporia, and just knowing that our community embraces new students, provides opportunities for them to be able to experience events that maybe that they've never experienced before. I cannot wait for these new students and even students from the last year to know what Emporia is all about.
Now, Lydia, this is a free concert, so this is the way it sounds. Everybody can attend, not just those folks on campus.
That is absolutely correct. We really wanted to showcase our students just a connection to the community that ESU and Emporia have together, and so we wanted to invite the community out to help us celebrate.
The public is invited, so that is great stuff. Now, there's also going to be other activities, the way it sounds here, which help to capitalize on the great Emporia opportunities downtown as well, not just taking place here tomorrow, but a little bit later on here. Blythe, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, we have 6 weeks of Friday nights, and that is what we are advertising, have been for the last few weeks, to let our students know that there are many, many activities coming up on Fridays, let alone throughout the entire week. I mean, I was looking back. I mean, this whole week there's been something going on every night for students, including tie-dye and bowling, and we have a movie tonight. So we're trying to keep the schedule full, and they can make memories every night. So our next 6 weeks are full of entertainment, and some of those events are in the Emporia community. So we include the First Friday Art Walk as an activity for them to participate in, the Halfway to Everywhere Music Festival. Definitely some downtown activities for the students to attend.
Yeah, and you have other campus events. Lydia, it sounds like beginning September 10th, huh?
We sure do, yes. We are excited and getting ready for our upcoming semester with kicking off some events for a late night tailgate to begin celebrating our first home football game against Central Oklahoma on September 11th. So we are really working on getting that school spirit up and getting our students connected with all aspects on campus during this Friday night series.
Along those lines here, I have to ask, because both of you are so excited here about the Friday nights. Lydia, I wanted to start with you, because I'm assuming that this schedule has kicked off some other discussions about what else may be coming up down the road here for Emporia State students to further enhance the atmosphere on campus.
Yeah, great question. So really, what we wanted to do is, just in this time of craziness and uncertainty, we wanted to give our students and their parents the confidence that we will take care of their students and that there are things to do here on the weekends. Each of our Friday nights is paired with a Saturday event as well. So the weekend is full of activities for students to get involved, make incredible connections that they're going to need to further their careers and enhance their educational experience. And this is just the beginning. We really wanted to start off with a bang and get this schedule out and going, get our students engaged, and then really I'm excited to kind of see how this develops and see how our students respond and partner with us for more events in the future. I did also want to say that it is not too late to get started with us for the upcoming fall semester. Classes did start this week, but we are happy to work with any student that's still interested or wants to be a part of this incredible community that we have here at Emporia State University. Our application is still free and open until Friday. And then you can walk into the Office of Admissions, which is directly located in the Memorial Union, and we'd be happy to help get anyone connected and enrolled for the fall semester if they're wanting to get started.
Still time to jump on board.
That's right.
That is good to hear. So, Blythe, you have a hypnotist coming in?
We do. David Hall, hypnotist, September 17th. We have had him here before, and I can't wait for the students to experience his skills. He is really, really good. a lot of students up on stage, maybe dancing around. It's really, some students have never experienced a hypnotist before. So I think he is really a great professional, very good at what he does. So really excited about him. Our next event, our next Friday event is a carnival in Kellogg Circle. We have a caricature artist, henna, balloon artist. Our recognized student organizations are going to host different carnival booths. We'll have music and also some carnival fun fair food. And that's September 23rd. And then we'll round out our Friday night series with what we're calling Glow ESU. We wanted to do a glow walk run for quite some time. So on the same night, we are going to do a glow walk run. We're also going to play what's called glow bazooka ball. It's kind of like Nerf. And you play it with black lights, and you can put on some glowing body paint. Should be a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun. So a lot of good Friday nights, and it's kicked off with a huge concert, free concert on Kellogg Circle in front of Plum Hall this Friday night. DJ starts at 7, followed by the Lucas Parker Band at 8 and Travis Marvin at 9 o'clock. Well, way to get a great lineup set here for early fall. And it sounds like the students have plenty to take advantage of, and that is very important for their ESU experience. Lydia, good to talk with you this morning.
Thank you.
Blythe, thank you very much.
Thank you.
President Garrett, sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, all kinds of fun. And let me mention one other thing, Ron. Just for your listeners, as a reminder, students or local people who are over the age of 60 can enroll and take audit a class at no charge other than the charges that are associated with any fee that might apply to the particular course. So there's no tuition charge. So if there's something you've always wanted to learn about, it's a great opportunity.
It really is. President Garrett, always a pleasure.
Hey, thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
You too. That's the ESU Buzz. We had Blythe Eddy on this morning. Blythe, the Director of Student Activities and Community Service. Lydia Barnhart, Director of Admissions. And, of course, Emporia State President Allison Garrett. The ESU Buzz brought to you by Emporia State University. Discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. ESFCU, the educated choice. Good morning. It's 844.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know it can be a stressful process and you're probably putting it off, but you don't have to wait any longer. This is Mikey Smith from Clint Bowyer Autoplex in Emporia. We are your trusted, pressure-free vehicle purchasing experience. We are locally owned and our friendly, knowledgeable staff will greet you with a smile and get you in the perfect vehicle that fits your lifestyle and budget. Plus, we will give you sweet granola treat for the ride home. Clint Bowyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
Overnight about a threat at the Kabul airport. U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ross Wilson in Kabul says U.S. officials are still trying to help Americans get out of the country, but the threat was credible, so they needed to pass it on.
Our intention was